I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A woman in Queens has died after being struck over the head with a broom, and police now have a suspect in custody. Our Glenn Shuck is following the story. He joins us live.
And the suspect is a relative, in fact. Now, police, the car is still sitting in front of this home here at 164th Street. The 55-year-old Juanita Dallas had lived here for many years. Now, the cops here are saying that during an argument with her 29-year-old nephew, Alexander Fleming, this was yesterday morning about 10:30, Fleming picked up a broom and used it to beat his aunt repeatedly over the head, killing her. I just spoke to this neighbor who's lived here three doors down for many years. She didn't even know this had happened.
Absolutely. I mean, that's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking to hear that, you know, to lose your life that way. My parents have lived on this block for a very long time, and we've never really, you know, like, heard of anything like this happening, you know, on the block. There's noise and stuff, but not no one being, like, you know, murdered on the block. That's shocking.
Indeed, shocking. And Fleming, again, the nephew, has been charged with murder and weapons possession. Once again, that weapon, a broom. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in South Jamaica, Queens.
More human remains have been found near the carousel in Brooklyn's Dumbo neighborhood, right near the same spot where a skull and other bones were found on Monday. This time, it was an apparent human leg that police say washed up onto some rocks just after midnight last night. Cops aren't sure if they are connected to the remains that were found on Monday. An investigation is still underway. Winds News Time, 10:04. Today is National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day, and a nonprofit is taking over Times Square to raise awareness about the crisis. According to the CDC, there were over 105,000 fentanyl overdose deaths in the 12-month period ending in February of 2024. Andrea Thomas is the founder of Facing Fentanyl.
This will be our second year having the press conference talking about the state of the fentanyl crisis, solutions, what obstacles we've had in the last year, and what progress we've had, and what communities around the United States can do in their areas.
Facing Fentanyl will be sharing information in Times Square today and also distributing 8-milligram naloxone, the life-saving medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. Police Commissioner Edward Caban has approved dismissing the disciplinary charges against the top NYPD chief who was accused of interfering with the arrest of a retired officer. This retired officer was arrested back in November of 2021 for allegedly menacing three young boys with a gun. But Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry ordered the release of the retired officer after his arrest. He had once supervised that officer. The Civilian Complaint Review Board found Madry had improperly influenced an arrest, and he was facing the loss of 10 vacation days. And former commissioner Keyshawn Sewell informed Madry she'd be taking away the days. But after Madry appealed and a judge found that the board did not have the jurisdiction to rule, current police commissioner Caban approved the recommendation that Madry would not have to go to department trial. It's the latest example of the police department stopping disciplinary charges before they could be aired to the public. In fact, according to the New York Times, a study by ProPublica found Commissioner Caban has stopped the cases of 54 officers from going to trial, far more than any other commissioner. Another moped mugger is on the loose in New York City. Like the others, police say this one has been riding up to folks, snatching the chain from around their neck, then riding off. He struck at least 8 times in just the last 3 weeks in parts of Brooklyn and Queens. Anyone who knows anything about it is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. There's a new call to put the brakes on congestion pricing permanently in New York City.
Could the controversial congestion pricing plan be back again? But this time, the New York Post reports that Governor Hochul wants a lower toll to come into the city and no fees for city workers, including police officers. Town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Claven says this is not a good idea for people who need to work in the city to support their families.
The MTA runs hundreds of millions of dollars in in overtime. Maybe instead of dropping it on the backs of the people who drive to the city who don't make a lot, maybe the MTA should tighten their belts.
Klavan adds the governor only paused the plan because the elections were upcoming.
Surprise, surprise, she's going to bring it back after Election Day. This is nothing more than an election year gimmick by the governor.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Hochul and other defenders of congestion pricing say the money raised from the plan is needed to fund maintenance and upgrades to New York City's transit system. She also insists that the length of the pause has nothing to do with Election Day and is needed to give lawmakers in Albany time to hammer out a revised plan. The search for a missing swimmer in the waters off Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, has been suspended. Police say the swimmer was last seen in the area of Brighton 6th Street about 5:20 this morning, prompting an hour-long search involving helicopters, drones, and divers. Unfortunately, they were all called off after finding no signs of the swimmer.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.